Title: Classic Darkcore Bass Foundations Beginner, Ableton Live Audio Lesson. Alright, let's build a classic Darkcore Bass Foundation in Ableton Live. This is beginner-friendly, but it's going to give you a real, usable result. A two-layer bass made of a clean sub and a dirty mid-layer, glued together, side-chained to the kick, and sitting correctly under drum and bass drums. The big mindset for the style is simple. Classic Darkcore bass lines aren't complicated. They're heavy, functional, and disciplined. The bass locks to the drums, it leaves room for the snare, and it sounds menacing without needing 20 layers. By the end, you'll have a bass that can sit under early jungle or darkcore style breaks, but also works in modern rolling DNB. Let's go! First, set up the project so the bass behaves. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 170 BPM. I'm going to suggest 168 as a nice sweet spot. Next, pick a dark-friendly key. F minor is perfect, because it lands your sub in a comfortable club range without going into too low to hear territory. Now add some drums. Keep it simple. You just need a kick, snare, and hats to have something to lock against. If you're doing a basic DNB feel, place the snare on 2 and 4. If you're doing a more halftime vibe, that's fine too, but for now, just make sure you have a consistent kick and snare pattern so you can hear how the bass interacts. Now create a group for your bass. Make two MIDI tracks inside it, one called SUB and one called MID. If you're the type to ignore labeling, don't. Labeling and color coding is boring now and life-saving later, especially once you start arranging. Next, we build the sub. Go to the SUB track and drop an operator. We're going for clean and stable, not fancy. Set operator's algorithm so it's just oscillator A only. No FM needed. For the waveform, use a sine wave. If you want a tiny bit more harmonic content, use a triangle, but start with sine to learn what clean really feels like. Now set it to mono. One voice. Turn legato on. Add a little glide, somewhere in the 50 to 120 millisecond range. This is a classic darkcore move, because it gives you that slight slur between notes without sounding like a modern wobble bass. Keep it tasteful. Now the amp envelope. Set the attack very short, basically 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you get clicks later, we'll fix it. But start fast. Set decay around 300 milliseconds. For sustain, you have two options. If you want plucky notes, pull sustain way down. If you want held notes that still stay controlled, set sustain around -6 to -12 dB. Then release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. The release matters more than people think, because too short can click, too long can smear the groove. Now we add a simple, clean device chain on the sub. First put EQ8. Do not high pass your sub by accident. That's a classic beginner mistake. You throw an EQ on, choose a preset, and you've cut the entire point of the track. So, no high pass here unless you absolutely know why you're doing it. If it starts sounding boxy later, you can do a gentle dip around 200 to 300 Hz. But notice what I just said. Later, don't prefix problems you don't have yet. Next, add saturator. Very subtle. Soft sine or analog clip is fine. Drive around 1 to 3 dB, and then level match the output. This is important. Don't let louder trick you into thinking it's better. Then add utility. Make the sub mono. Width at 0% is totally fine. The goal is centered and stable. Club system is lava confident, mono low end. Here's the rule for sub in this style. Solo, it should almost sound boring. With drums, it should feel like a wall. Now write the bass pattern. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track. Keep your notes in a range like F1 to A-sharp 1, or in key notes around there. We want the fundamental to live in that heavy zone, not too high and not ridiculously low. Use an 8-note grid to start. Here's a simple groove concept you can copy. Bar 1. Hit the root, F, on beat 1. Add another F on beat 1 and a half area, then a little syncopation using E-flat, or D-sharp if you're thinking in sharps, and then another F later to reinforce. Bar 2. Keep the idea similar, but shift one note. Maybe answer with C for that fifth, or use E-flat again for tension. The key darkcore move is repetition with one small change. You're hypnotizing the listener, not showing off your music theory. And another important composing tool, leave space before the snare. Even if you're not consciously thinking snare space, start practicing it now. If your bass is constantly talking over the snare, your drop will never feel big. Keep note lengths fairly short at first, like eighths or sixteenths. We'll make things heavier later by changing length, not by just turning it up. Now we build the mid layer. This is where the character and speaker translation lives. The sub is the weight. The mid is the teeth. On the MID track, you can use operator or wave eatable. I'll guide you through an operator version first because it's straightforward and very classic. Drop in operator. Turn on oscillator A and B. Set both to saw waves. Detune oscillator B slightly, something like plus 5 to plus 15 cents. Small. If you go too far, it turns into a blurry chorus that eats your punch. Now enable operator's filter. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz. Add a bit of resonance, like 10 to 25%. This filter is doing two things. It shapes the tone, and it keeps the mid from becoming a harsh buzzsaw. Now copy the MIDI clip from SUB onto MID. Sometimes, transposing the MID up one octave makes it speak better. Try plus 12 semitones and see if it reads clearer. Also shorten the MIDI note lengths slightly on the MID layer, so it feels punchy, and doesn't smear into the next hits. Now let's process the MID. First add auto filter. Set it to a low pass, either 12 or 24 dB. Set the cutoff somewhere between 300 Hz and 1.5 kHz, depending on how dark you want it. Now here's a super useful trick. Instead of putting a big LFO wobble, use a small envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, so each note has a little bite at the start and then settles back. That's darkcore friendly movement that stays tight to the drums. Next add saturator. Here you can push harder than the sub. Drive around 4 to 10 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is where the mid gets attitude. Optionally add amp after that. Clean or blues are good starting points. Keep the gain low to medium. You want grit and density, not fizzy top end. Now EQ 8. This is critical. High pass the MID at around 120 to 180 Hz. This is one of the biggest make it work instantly moves because it stops the mid layer from fighting the sub. If the MID gets harsh, look around 2 to 5 kHz and dip a little. Don't carve a cannon, just reduce the annoying part. Then add utility and keep the width controlled, somewhere between 0 and 30%. You can go wider later once you know what you're doing, but the classic sound is mostly centered. Now we're going to introduce a mixing habit that saves beginners. Pick a crossover point and stick to it. Decide where the sub hands off to the mid. Usually that's around 110 to 160 Hz. The exact number isn't magic, but consistency is. Your sub owns the fundamental. Your mid lives above the crossover. If you keep changing this relationship, mixing becomes this endless whack-a-mole situation. Also, do a quick mute test with the drums playing. Mute the MID. If the bass completely disappears on smaller speakers, your MID needs more energy around 300 to 900 Hz. Now mute the SUB. If the weight barely changes, that means your MID is leaking too much low end, so raise the MID high pass or back off distortion before EQ. Now let's glue everything and sidechain it, because this is where the bass becomes musical with the drums. On the bass group, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track. Set ratio around 4 to 1. Set attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds. That lets a little bass transient poke through, which can help it feel punchy instead of flat. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the kick hits. And here's the truth about sidechain. The right timing depends on the pocket. If it feels like the bass is late or sluggish, shorten the release. If it feels choked or like it never comes back, lengthen the release or raise the threshold. The bass should recover before the next important drum moment, often a hat or a ghost snare, depending on your beat. Add EQ 8 on the bass group if you need it. A small dip around 250 to 400 Hz can clear mud. If it's too dull, a gentle boost around 1 to 2 kHz can help, but only if you actually need it. Don't brighten it just because you can. Now let's add atmosphere, but keep it controlled. Only put reverb on the MID, not the sub. This is non-negotiable if you want that disciplined low end. Add reverb on the MID. Keep the decay short, around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Use low cut around 300 to 600 Hz, high cut around 2 to 6 kHz. Set dry slash wet very low, like 3 to 8%. You want a hint of space, not a wash. Alternatively, use echo with a tiny timing like 1/8 or 1/16, low feedback, and filter it dark. Again, if you hear the sub swimming, you've gone too far. Now let's talk quick arrangement, because a good bass sound means nothing if it doesn't move through the track. Try an intro of 8 bars. Drums and atmos and tease the MID filtered, then a drop of 16 bars with full drums, sub and mid, then another 16 where you do a small variation, change the last two notes, or open the MID filter slightly. Then an 8-bar break where you remove the SUB and keep a filtered MID with a little reverb throw. Then second drop, 16 to 32 bars, bring the SUB back and add one extra ghost note or octave hit for energy. Some easy variation tricks. Every 4 bars, add a tiny pickup note, like a quick 16th into beat 1, or swap one note to the minor 7th for tension. In F minor, that E flat is already baked into the vibe. Now let's cover common problems before they happen. If the sub and mid feel like they're fighting, your first fix is not more EQ on the sub. Your first fix is high pass the MID correctly and reduce low-end buildup caused by distortion. If your low-end is blurry, you probably have too much detune, too much unison, or too much stereo width. Keep it narrow. If your sub gets crunchy or unstable, you're probably saturating it too hard. Keep sub drive minimal. If you're hearing clicks on the sub notes, don't try to fix it with aggressive EQ. Fix it with envelope. Raise attack slightly, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, or increase release a little. And if the kick and bass collide, sidechain. Simple, don't overthink it. Now I want to give you one extra old school but effective trick. Parallel grit. Create a return track called bass grit. Put a saturator on it. Drive it hard, like 8 to 15 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ it. High pass at 200 to 300 Hz and low pass around 3 to 6 kHz. Send only the MID to it lightly. This adds aggression and speaker readability without wrecking the core bass. Another safe trick, if your sub needs just a touch more audibility on small speakers, add a second oscillator in operator on the SUB. Very quiet, one octave up, sine or triangle. Keep it subtle. This is not a new layer. It's a hint of harmonics. Now, a quick practice routine that will level you up fast. Set a timer for 15 to 20 minutes. Build the SUB exactly as described. Then write 3 different 2-bar bass patterns in F minor. One minimal with lots of gaps. One rolling with more syncopation. One with an octave jump for energy. Then for each pattern, try 2 MID variants. One darker with more filtering. One heavier with more saturation. A slash B them with the drums. And here's the important part. Pick the one that feels best at low volume. If it works quiet, it'll usually work loud. Before we finish, one last metering habit. Drop spectrum on your bass group. This audio version is shortened for playback.